happens.
Get it right.
Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show and the host today. No stand-ins for me today. And I want to thank all our listeners for connecting with us. And if you're like me and you like to listen to entrepreneurship, don't forget to go to your smartphone, type in Radio Entrepreneurs, get the app, listen to Radio Entrepreneurs 24/7 if that's what you like to do. You also can go to our website and listen to old shows anytime you want. Or this new show we're going to tape with our first-time guest, Randy Walther of B2B CFO. Welcome, Randy.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Randy, can you tell us about B2B CFO?
B2B CFO is a nationwide partnership. We have about 230 partners across the country. It was started in 1987 by the founder, Jerry Mills, and we've grown to this point. We've developed processes and procedures that we can apply to any business. We typically work with privately held companies that are in the $5 million to $50 million range.
And what kind of services do you provide?
I provide different services, and I customize the services to what they need. They can range from lending relationships, banking and lending relationships, to financial statement preparation, evaluating their accounting structure, if that needs some fine-tuning, or liquidity issues if they're having difficulty with cash. But I really try to increase their profits, help them increase profits, and build long-term value. That's the end game.
Good. That's very nice. Do you have a specific target group that you like to work with?
As I said, the target really is in the $3 to $5 million range in revenues, up to about $50 to $70 million. Those are the ones that I work with. And I can
so
go
privately held.
Privately held, absolutely privately held companies. And companies that are, typically what I find is that companies are outgrowing their infrastructure. And they start
so
they, to be...
So new complexity that they can't deal with.
New complexities that they can't deal with, that they really aren't familiar with. And they're spending their time trying to fix the problems as opposed to building the business. So I take away that that complexity of working with the problems. And they can build the business while I help them.
Is it a very competitive market that you're in?
Yeah, it is a competitive market. I think the real competition is just with the business owners themselves, trying to get them to realize that there are other ways to do things. But there are a lot of other CFO types as well.
Do you get resistance from controllers?
Initially, sometimes I do. But once they realize that I'm really there to fill a different role in one that an expertise that they don't have, I really don't at that point. It's just a matter of really communicating what I do and how it varies from what they do.
Right. Is your service, would you say it's different from market to market?
Not really. It's pretty much the same. We've developed a six-step program where we go in, I do a discovery analysis, complimentary, and then I set out a strategy for them. We implement it, we try and excel, and then we go back and forth until they're ready to transition out of the business if that's really where they want to go.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. So do you help with the, let's say, the shareholders leaving the business? Do you help in a sale?
Yes, absolutely I do. If they're looking to leave the business for whatever reason, if it's a family-owned business and they want to pass it down, if they're looking at a management buyout or a private equity or whatever, I help them with that. And one of the things Jerry Mills, our founder, did was his third book was The Exit Strategy Handbook. So he's actually laid out a plan that we can help them from start to finish get through. And as a partner of B2B CFO, I'm a certified business transition expert, so I can help them in that plan.
Oh, that's quite helpful.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add about the uniqueness of doing transition work?
I think the real uniqueness and one of the things that business owners have to struggle with mostly is the valuation. There are other issues as well, such as management or whether or not their processes are okay and they're going to work in with the buyer. But I think the big thing is valuation and understanding what the value is really worth. And that's where I can provide a help to them in determining where it is and if there are things they can do prior to the sale that we can build that value. And then they can, and they don't know, sometimes what it is too is they aren't real familiar with what they need after the business and how the deal can be structured to actually leave them with more, whether it be tax implications or other things as well. But wealth managers are real important too.
Tell us about your background.
Oh, originally I'm a North Dakota boy, but I ended up with Time Warner Cable. I spent 20 years with them, and I was the CFO for several different divisions of theirs. I was in the Green Bay division in Wisconsin, and then they moved me out here to Boston to take...
That's a big transition.
That was a little bit of a transition. It was what I was looking forward to. I was really looking forward to being in a large city, the East Coast, and right. It worked out really well. But I was the CFO for the Eastern Massachusetts and Southern New Hampshire properties of theirs until they sold. And then I came out, and it was a division that was somewhat struggling. And through the course of 4 years, all of us worked together. And when they ended up trading the properties, they got a really good price for it. So we did exactly what we were supposed to do.
Nice. Yeah.
And then after that, I worked for a couple of small startup companies. And I was also the CFO for the Clinton Health Access Initiative on an interim basis.
Well, you were an employee for a long time. Big difference going in as a shareholder. And then, you know, it's a whole different role, isn't it?
It is a different role. It's the same processes, but it's a different role. It's kind of a different perspective. And the role I take on now is very similar to the one that I did while I was a CFO, as I work alongside the owner of the business and really help them and understand what their concerns are and really know where it is they want the business to go in the long run.
But before, you were more of a strategist for the firm, for one firm at a time, and you know, making sure that they were generating revenue. Now you have to generate your own revenue.
The business development piece is a new aspect. Although, you know, when you go looking for a job, that's the business development aspect. You just need one at that point. But now what I do is I tell
people business development is the same as dating.
I guess you could consider it that way.
I'm just trying to make it easy for them.
Yeah, exactly. You try and do it, but you know, the thing is you have to go through the steps where you actually get to know, like, and trust each other.
Exactly.
And that's exactly it. And once you've reached that point where you trust each other and you can work with them, then it can be a very good long-term relationship.
Are you comfortable today with the sales role?
I'm much more comfortable than I thought I would be. B2B CFO provides us a lot of background and a lot of assistance in that role, just training us to, you know, so we know where it is. But yeah, actually, I am comfortable with it.
So since you say that it is a competitive field, what does B2B have a competitive advantage?
I think our competitive advantage is the first being our processes and our procedures that we have that are developed, that are proven, they're used around the country with 230 partners. The second, I think, that is that we do the work ourselves. When I go into a CFO, I'm not just doing business development, looking for a client, and then have someone else work with it. I actually work alongside them, and I set the course with the owner as to what we're going to do and where we want to go. So, and then I work with them. So I think those are really two key differences out there. And I tailor and customize the services to what they need at that point in time. And my role can increase or decrease as time goes on. You know, if they need something for 3 or 4 months just to turn something around or get a loan or whatever, I can do that. But if we want the relationship to continue, then my role has to change after that. And then I can bring in other expertise.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you think that the role of the contract CFO is changing, or then, let's say, 5 years ago?
Yes and no. I think a lot of the things are the same. The processes are the same. I think the demands are a little bit different, and I think the technology is changing. So rather than, you know, doing things with one software that you may be familiar with or something like that, and something that was tried and true 5 years ago, there's probably different ways to do it today. And you need to keep on top of the different technologies, whether it's merging an inventory system with some sort of accounting application, or you're looking at cloud technology, or how you back up and store. It used to be where everyone had to have their own server on site, and you needed the security and that sort of thing. And now a lot of that can be outsourced to firms that can guarantee the security and you don't have to have the physical costs.
Interesting. If somebody ever wanted to connect with you, learn more about you know, the firm, how would they find you?
They can find me through the B2B CFO website, or they can find me on my website on www.randywalthercfo.com. My phone number, 617-431-8010. I'm on LinkedIn.
Right.
Just key in Randy Walther, and they can find me.
I forget, but I hope we're connected on LinkedIn.
I don't know if we are yet, but we need to.
We will be by the end of the
day.
We
will be by the end of the day.
I'm sure I'll get that request. Randy, I want to thank you for being on Radio Entrepreneurs today. And if you want to come back sometime and talk to us about a contract CFO case, we'd love to talk about it and feature it.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Again, I've been talking with Randy Walther of B2B CFO. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Next time we see Randy, he'll be a veteran of Radio Entrepreneurs. And we will take a break now, and we'll be right back after these messages.